Blog Talk Radio.
Happy birthday, everybody.
No, not happy birthday. No, not that. Please, no. Not happy birthday.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
November 13th, Felix Unger was asked to remove himself from his place of residence. That request came from his wife. Deep down, he knew she was right, but he also knew that someday he would return to her. With nowhere else to go, he appeared at the home of his friend Oscar Madison. Several years earlier, Madison's wife had thrown him out, requesting that he never return. Can two divorced men share an apartment without driving each other crazy?
I didn't make any kind of weird farts or burps or something that I wasn't aware of. And the guy that, Leroy Shields, the opener, it says he wrote the Little Rascals theme, huh? All right. Anyways, where were we? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend. That your week ahead is full of promise, and that's Possum Hour and a big kaboom. We haven't been on for like 3 weeks, man. Hope everybody's doing well. Testicle difficulties last week. That was today's, that's the Possum theme tonight, GT, because it's November 13th. All right, tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of a big bunch of crap and a boatload of shit. May Possum Hour thank them again. Their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Big radio entertainment at that. Monday nights at 10, it's us, Possum Hour, Diddy Mao. You're listening to us now, Diddy Mao, Diddy Mao. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley. Try and find his keys. It should be exciting, man. I lost my wallet last week for a little bit. I hate that. It's Wednesday at 3:45 a.m. Join Flip Chin Dribble and his guest Mitch Mildew from the famous Moan Along with Mitch show. That's ripped from today's headlines, huh, kids? And on Thursday, Chunk Bluster interviews a pile of oily rags. And on Friday, probably waking. Week's worth. Worthwhile time wasting. I think it's been three... it's been a while. It's been a while. Well, the phone lines will be open in a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Now, stop stalling. Get Firebird. Pure Oil's two new gasolines that stop carburetor icing, most common cause of engine stalls. Pure Firebird Super with Tritane or Pure Firebird Regular. Carburetor icing happens not only in freezing weather, but even up to 55 degrees. When ordinary gasolines vaporize under these conditions, ice can form on your carburetor throttle plate. It freezes. Your motor stalls, but not with Firebird. It has a special additive that stops carburetor icing under all weather conditions. So stop stalling. Follow the Firebird to your Pure Oil dealers and fire up with Pure Firebird Super or Pure Firebird Regular. They make your car run better, farther. Firebird.
Hello? You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking himself, the return of Professor R.J. Gumby!
I'm having chest pain!
Happy birthday, Commodore.
Happy birthday.
Hey, man. Thank you. Suck it.
Suck it, baby.
There you go. There
Suck
you
it,
go.
Suck it, birthday.
Yeah, where's your messiah now? Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Very cool. So, yeah, it's my birthday. It's not really that interesting. 63. It's like 63. It's not like 64.
Uh-huh. There you go.
You know, that's a biggie.
Yeah, that's a Beatles song.
Yeah, yeah. We'll make a big deal next year when we both turn.
There you go.
64. Thanks. Now, Hope's worried about his carburetor now, man.
I like that. You really juiced up that commercial, didn't you? You did that, didn't you?
No, that was the original thing. I didn't do
no
none
shit.
Of that.
Okay. They really made it exciting. I feel like going out and buying this shit now.
I don't think Ope has a carburetor, man. shoot. Even my truck doesn't have a carburetor.
No?
No. Fuel injection. Dang, man. Train of thought there. Oh, so anyway, how'd the operation go?
It's all right, I suppose. I still got the diarrhea thing going where I'm just exploding in gas and all that.
Oh,
I got to go in Wednesday for him to take the staples out of my stomach.
Ugh.
That's still there. Yeah.
Yikes. It's also wonderful.
Uh-huh. I hope I can get some solid action going there. Then I'll be peachy.
Yeah.
Everything's good.
You able to go to work?
Yeah.
Cool.
This weekend.
Good. You know,
can't keep me
around
awake
the house.
And swinging cigars. Yeah.
Yeah. You get some calluses on your keister there, sitting around the house too much.
Uh-huh.
So guess who I seen on YouTube?
On YouTube, who?
Our old pal, Eddie X.
Oh, geez.
Guess where I saw him?
Is it a Bobo thing?
It's a Bobo. Total Bobo, man. He was in the first row behind Bobo. And all the sign-holding idiots, you know? Stand behind him.
Yep.
Yikes, man. I mean, I wonder if he's seriously into dude or if he's on his mission. Yeah, I think it's just a grasp it.
I think he's in some kind of office too. I think he ran for something and won. That was something stupid, minor, or whatever, wherever he lives.
Well, check out Bobo's speech. This, oh my God, this fascist mandate. Like, anyway, Eddie X is to his left. He's on the right hand side of the screen, right there in the front row.
What a dick.
Oh, Apple Cheek says, "Who's Eddie X?" Oh my God!
You lucky person. In this world, Gumby hates and hates.
You guys hated him. Worse than I did. I didn't really mind the guy that much.
Oh, I despised him. Everything about him. And this is just the cherry on top now with the Bobo thing.
Oh God, he's right there in the front row, man.
Huh?
Back off. So here's an interesting fun fact. if it's going to be Grandpa Joe versus Uncle Bobo for president next year, we are guaranteed to elect the oldest president ever. No matter which way it goes, no matter who wins.
If Bobo's up at that age too, he's over the.
He'll be older. He'll be older than Grandpa Joe was when he took office.
Oh, okay.
The first time.
All right, there you go. Something interesting.
Crazy town, man. Weird fun facts, man, that make you go, ugh. All right. Let's see here. Oh, let's blow something up.
Yes.
I had like 3 weeks. I could have blown like 30,000 things up, man. I didn't blow up shit, man. So, where is it? Last week I was going to play if I could blow up, if I could turn back time.
You missed that window. We blew our up anyway.
Yeah, I was saving it, man. It would have been perfect.
Yeah.
Ford never heard of Eddie X either. That was early incarnation of Possum Hour, man.
He was the reason why we started blowing things up. We started blowing
up
in the
exactly.
Beginning.
We owe him. So we'll dedicate tonight's blow up to Uncle Bobo and Eddie X, a match made in heaven. Dumps. Dumps. They call them dumps. Big massive dumps.
We'll be right back.
Dr.
Milk
Feel
and alcohol.
Good.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. Well, I guess White Russian.
Yeah, there you go. The dude's drink.
That's, what, you got cream and vodka and Kahlua, right? I think.
I believe so. I never drank the stuff.
I've had a few. I don't like vodka, though. I don't like drinking vodka.
No.
Personal preference. Gives me a belly.
Does it hit you too hard? I know people can drink anything, but they drink vodka and they get nasty. At least my cousin Jerry was that way. Just completely
not so much.
Everything
hits me harder these days. But I don't get surly, really.
Yeah.
But it just gives me a bellyache.
Okay.
I don't like it.
You don't
want
that.
What a bellyache. Drink gin.
Yeah.
Another neutral grain spirit does not give me a bellyache, so. But you got to watch that gin, boy. That'll sneak up on you. Oh, man. Okay, I'm like the least handy guy ever, right?
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden I got no hot water last week, man.
Okay.
I'm shitting, man. I'm like, fuck, man. I got this rigged up tankless water heater, man. This guy at Jumper put it in, and it was like a total MacGyver, you know? Because when they put the new furnace in, they're like, oh, holy jeez. What did he do? He took the thing over here and he put it up. I like this head. It worked. You know, it's one of those deals.
Mm-hmm.
Like, shit, man. I called a guy, comes over, he looks at it, oh, you're going to need a new one. Oh, we're going to have to do some redoing the thing, you know? It was supposed to be like a $95 tariff on the visit, right?
Yeah.
And he never charges me. I didn't realize it at the time. He didn't charge me. So he says, yeah, I'll be back Monday. This was last Monday, a week ago. I'm waiting all day. Call. Oh, the guy is supposed to come over, man. And I got a text at like 10:30. How did I like the guy's service? I'm like, I didn't get any service. I'm waiting over here. So fine, by the end of the day, I said, well, if I don't hear back from you guys by the end of the day, I'll figure, you know, I'm going to do something else. Thank God I did.
Yeah.
Because I got desperate enough to actually put my glasses on and get the flashlight out and look at the damn thing. And just a pilot light.
That was it? No shit.
Yeah.
I was going to say, when you first said no hot water, I was going to say pilot light. That's nuts. There you go.
I went without hot water for a fucking week, man. What a dimwit.
should have consulted YouTube. I told you to do that right off the bat.
They don't even make these damn water heaters anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna search on the internet for one of these bastards. Try to get a backup. So when this one eventually dies, I'll have another one, and then that'll take me through till death do us part.
There you go.
I figure I'm only, you know, I'm at least probably good for one more water heater in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Because these things last 20 years.
That's a way to measure out immortality.
Yeah. Maybe I won't outlive this bastard.
There you go.
That's cool with me, man.
Yeah,
water heater does. It's going to be a pain in the ass getting that thing replaced, right?
You don't need that. You don't need that hassle. I'd rather be dead.
Okay. There we go. We get a little truth or consequences.
Okay.
There they are, the possum lounge.
Hey, the possum lounge.
Apple Cheeks Alice is here.
Sweet Alice.
She has the pleasure of not knowing Eddie X.
Not remembering.
Well, maybe. I don't know. He seemed like he was on it for like a year.
Yeah.
Because the other dude quit after I blew him up.
Yeah.
The ex kept coming back for more and more.
Uh-huh. He'd call and introduce himself. We'd blow him up, and that was it.
Well, no, remember, I'd wait until he started talking about himself.
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah.
Promoting boom. Something. And then, and yeah. then it was, I'd start the tape, you know. That was fun.
And he kept calling back. Like a moron.
He kept calling back every week.
Yep.
Crazy time. Well, thanks for coming, Apcheeks. Dr.
Yeah.
Cake is here. I know Dr.
Cake
is there in Eddie X days because it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. She's been to every freaking one except for like two.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Two shows. I missed more shows than she has. Thanks for coming. And thank everybody on Facebook for all that fucking birthday wish.
There you go.
I got carpal tunnel over here. Thank you. Thanks, thanks,
hey, did
thanks,
you get one
thanks.
From Art Paul? You get the Art Paul song?
I didn't get the Art Paul, man. Got my Tom Bones Malone, though.
There you go.
Fucking egg, man. Oh, he's a good libtard, man.
Yeah.
We're simpatico. All right. They're coming, Cake. Apcheeks. And completing the Canadian contingent. Four prefect.
Prefect.
In deedly doodly. Responsible for a lot of the mayhem on this and every other Possum Hour. Thank you, sir. Executive producer. Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect.
G.T. Trent.
G.T.O.
The strongest man on the internet.
Yes.
He's drinking his blood wine. Fireball cinnamon whiskey.
All right. That'll get you there.
Yeah. I got a bottle of that on the bar. Yeah. I had a bottle of it on the bar, and my ex-wife took it. She's like, I'll be having that. All right. So I bought another one. Anyhow. God Rules has joined the conversation.
God Rules.
God, welcome, God Rules.
God Rules, there you go.
Thank you for coming again, once again, Ford Prefect. G.T. Trenton, strongest man in the internet. And finally, without any further ado, it's our old pal Ope, Other People's
Other
Eyes.
Other People's Eyes.
Indeed. I don't know what he's been teaching those kids in school. Better not be doing it in drag. That's all I got.
That's right.
Oh, Ford says, speaking of getting older, old age makes us great multitaskers. Why, I can sneeze and pee at the same time. But MG.
Not intentionally.
Where the hell's the rim shot when you need it, man? Now, you see, now it's like way too late for rim shot.
Really, dude? Really?
Yeah, I know, man. What else we got? Oh, shit, man.
Lemon right. curry.
Well, thanks for coming, Ope. And also hovering above the lounge in his Duesenberg. He's driving to Duesenberg. Professor R.J. Gumby, Sister Minister.
Here,
there they are, the Possum Lounge.
Yep.
Possum Lounge.
Oh, your super host, Commodore Dagger.
As the Beaver.
Go, go, go.
book rule double there, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is everybody happy?
Beauty.
Pigeon Sisters. Gotta love the Pigeon Sisters.
Little Hucklebuck.
There you go.
Yeah, that was a cool song, Ford. That was the Rainy Days, 1967. That Acapulco Go. It actually was a hit for a little bit until the DJs realized what they were talking about. I was watching a thing on incense and peppermints.
Yeah.
And this song came up. It was in an article. I don't know. My life is just one accumulation of useless knowledge after another. So, yeah, always check the pilot light before you panic, kids. My advice.
Lesson learned.
Dota point. You wouldn't believe how fucking happy I was, though, when that pilot light came on. So, anyway, the Acapulco Gold. Go back to that. Ohio had an election last week.
Yeah.
I went out and voted. And the first issue on the ballot was women's health rights, which I voted for. And the second one, I've been waiting for this one a long, long time.
Uh-huh. Legalize.
Long, long, long time. Legalize the weed.
And how is the turnout?
Oh, man. Good turnout, and the cool guys won 60-40.
Okay, good.
Ohio. Uncle Bobo country, man. Very cool. I'm looking forward to the gummies. I've had some really good gummies.
Yeah.
That I really want to have access to on a regular basis.
Yeah, you know what ones I'm liking? The ones you can get at CVS, the melatonin. I sleep better with those than I do with the actual THC ones.
Yeah, yeah, melatonin. I used to take that when
I only take it for sleep.
When I was going through my first divorce.
There you go.
I was playing around with a lot of herbs and shit back then, like ginkgo biloba and a horse chestnut. I should get that more of that horse chestnut, man. That was
horse chestnut. I love these names they come up with.
Yeah,
we have a vape called Cheetah Piss.
Called what?
I have no idea. Cheetah Piss.
Cheetah Piss.
Yeah.
Isn't
the name of it? One of the vapes we have.
A feline wee-wee?
There you go. I have no idea what
that's
it's like.
That's the, what do you call that, IPA beer, Cheetah Piss. Yikes. Right. What didn't we touch on, man? We're going to have, in a month, we're going to have legal weed. And then that toad of a governor we have.
Uh-huh.
God, he looks like something the transporter upchucked, man. He's like, well, we got to regulate the gummies. Dude, it's going to be harder for kids to get a hold of stuff now. You know? Now that it's legal. Because they'll have, you know, you have to go to a store and show ID.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like buying it off some
check on that shit.
Yeah. When we were kids, we could get weed all the time. It was getting beer that was the problem. We had to find somebody who was 21. So.
Those were the days.
Yeah. And all the weed we could smoke. All righty. Where we at, man? I guess I thought I had a bunch of shit to talk about, but apparently not, man.
I think you covered a lot. covered it too fast is what happened.
We had like 3 weeks, man. That's it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Edward X. Young spotting this weekend. Wow. Ford wants to have him legalize magic mushrooms.
There you go. Now you're talking.
I did that one time, man.
Yeah.
That was some weird-ass shit.
I think I did it twice.
That was some weird-ass shit, man. A lot of people like that, man.
Yeah.
That Carlos Castaneda shit. Church of Don Juan. Go out there and take the peyote.
Yeah.
They're tripping out in the desert, man. Cool shit. All right, well, we got time for a quickie. We got a bunch of quickies.
Okay. We like quickies. Quickies, what we're all about.
Which quickie we going to do here? Well, we did that one. All right, let's do this one. It's not that quick, but here we go.
Cold. Like that one.
That was, I just had it on the tip of my tongue. We were that was the Ketones with Whooper Snooper.
Okay, Whooper Snooper.
Yeah. Hope says there's a couple of Ketones, so keep a good thought on that one. And we've just been joined by Daddy G, which is fortuitous. Why, you ask? What do you think?
Why is that?
Because we're coming apart.
There you go.
Fortuitous. The Block Talk's working again. Everybody's doing their shows. He's got a show.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, he does.
Saturday's at 9 Eastern time. Because Eastern time is the center of Western civilization.
Damn skippy.
And, I mean, they even had to extend it out to Ohio just so I'd be in there. You know, they're like, well, we need the Commodore, man.
That's
in
right.
Time zone, dude.
That's right.
All right. Anyway, Tonight with Daddy G, check it out.
Check it out.
All right, now, here's the deal. I've threatened for years.
Uh-oh.
Let's just spin the wheel. See what happens.
Spin that wheel.
All right.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
I came across this monstrosity last night. Or perhaps it's a modern-day classic.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Daddy G. But I typed thank you, but my fingers are told me, you type thank you one more fucking time, dude. I'm going to strangle you. Understand? They're weird, man. They got a mind of their own.
Yeah. You should have one key that says thank you. Just click that key.
Fucking egg, man.
Uh-huh.
That's thinking.
Come on, technology. Yeah.
That's executive thinking over here.
There you go.
Well, you know, you could... The thing is, you know, like, if you copy and paste, that's kind of impersonal, don't you think?
Yeah. Oh, fuck it.
All right, so I've always threatened to play Yoko Ono on our last show,
uh-oh,
right?
Yep.
But since this isn't the last show, I'm not going to play Yoko Ono. But, Oops says, oh no, not Yoko. No, it's a Yoko cover. I got this from Elvis Rothfarb, of all people.
Oh, okay.
He sent this in. This is his contributions to tonight's show. Okay. 3 minutes,
right.
You'll never get back.
Between Chairman Mao and Richard Nixon, if we strip them naked, there may not be much difference between Marilyn Monroe and Lenny Bruce if we check their coffins. There may not be much difference between White House and Hall of People if we count their windows. There may not be much difference between Raquel Welch and Jerry Rubin if we hear their heartbeats. Thank you. if we show our dreams.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
McDonald's French fries.
I'm super pumped.
All righty. Where were you at there?
That wasn't too bad. There might be some talent underneath all that screaming and vocal.
But that wasn't Yoko.
Yeah, I know, but his underneath, though. Yeah.
But that, I always dug that song, man. I thought it was pretty hip.
Yeah.
That was on that. See, they did one album together, John and Yoko, where he did a song, and she did a song, and he did a song,
and
she did a song.
Yeah.
Well, no, this is earlier. This was sometime in New York City. It's like an early 70s.
Oh, yeah. You were the two virgins.
That's after that, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anyhow, she wrote the music and the words and stuff. I'm not sure Lennon helped with the music a little bit, but...
Yeah, I'm sure.
Anyhow, that was... I just thought it was a hip idea, man. We're all water. We basically are.
Uh-huh.
Whatever percentage of our bodies is H2O. All right.
Indeed.
Let's see. What is this one? I got headlines from like 2 weeks ago, so I got plenty of stuff I haven't looked at in 2 weeks. Okay. This is a thrift store in Wales. Bernardo's store in Gorison, Swansea. Man, I tell you, that Wales is a weird place, you know?
It is.
They got
weird
language and talking. Uh-huh.
England's always making fun of people from Wales.
They don't speak English over there, sort of. Anyhow.
Terry Jones is from Wales.
Yes, he was the Welsh Python. Boys. A charity-run thrift store in Wales is asking supporters to stop donating their used and unused sex toys. It's a family show. Keep it to yourselves. So this is an announcement for this. Our Welsh listeners, Angus Portgorney and his friends. Let's see here. All right. Oh, and we're still in Scotland now. Over to Scotland.
Okay.
A female sheep dubbed Britain's Loneliest Sheep was rescued off of a Scottish cliff where she'd been stranded for 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah. Yeah, she just got caught on this incredibly steep slope and
screwed.
Yeah, so they flew in there and rescued her, and she's destined for a petting zoo. Now,
okay, well, yeah, that's a good news.
Can't, what is it? They had to shear her. She was really, really woolly.
Oh, yeah.
Got real fat. Fiona, they call her. But she was really fat because, you know, all she had to do up there was munch. So, could be worse. You know, you get stranded. All right, more animal news. Two kangaroos are on the loose in Poland.
In Poland?
That's not a Polish joke, by the way. They were just...
Are there such a thing as Polish jokes anymore, or did that go out in the 70s?
They went out back in the 70s, and I was subject to Polish jokes like 3 times this summer.
Okay. Yeah, no shit.
And my eyeballs still hurt from rolling so far back up into my fucking head. You know? Well, that's the most unfunny joke I've ever fucking shut up.
I guess they all turned them blonde after that.
Ah, that's what that joke teller kept saying.
Yeah.
But then he went, it's because I'm Polak for blonde. Shut up. All right, anyway, back to the news. A rumored baby kangaroo is on the loose in Baltimore. But it turned out it was a red fox. So some old lady came out her back door. She thought she saw a kangaroo. Pretty funny.
That sounds like my mother. There was a deer that ran down the street in front of her house, and she's telling everybody it was a donkey. Needless to say, Mom was losing it around the 80s when she turned 80.
Oh, shoot. Okay, Ford's got some background on that band that sang the Yoko song.
Oh, okay. Later on.
The female singer's name is Meryl Garbus, born in New York City, began her musical career in Montreal before moving to Oakland, hooking up with Nate Brennan to form the Toon Yards. So a wee bit of Canadian connection there. Very cool,
oh, yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Very cool. Oh!
Ooh.
That's a little loud. Thank you. All right, escaped pigs are wreaking havoc in Connecticut.
Pigs in Connecticut.
Yeah, they got to lock up these pigs better. Right?
Uh-huh. Now, are they just safe? I imagine they're safe pigs and not those vicious.
No, these aren't feral pigs. These are like escaped farm pigs. But there's a bunch of them, man. They got a black mulefoot pigs. They look so they kind of look like boars, but they're not.
Okay.
They're black pigs. There goes the neighborhood, right? Hey, hey. Right. This pig here, named Kevin Bacon, was on the loose for 17 days, but he returned home finally. Happy ending.
Okay, there you go.
He lived in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. They got him with a Benadryl-laced sticky bun. Kind of made him woozy, and they were able to...
I got a hankering for that now. Put me to sleep.
Who doesn't like a Benadryl-laced sticky bun?
Uh-huh.
I mean, come on. All right. On to bears. A Florida family's home frequented by destructive bears. They had to board up their back porch and everything because bears are going nuts, man. Entering garages, stealing alcoholic beverages from refrigerators.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. It's cute to see on video, man. You don't want that shit happening around here.
You don't hear this shit from the politicians, man. They're all talking about, this is the economy, the border. Fucking bears, man. What about the bears? A deputy freed... They freed 3 bears from inside a minivan. they're explaining how they did it, and they're like, you know, like they open a door and run. Here they open the door with a big long stick and stuff. You know, they just like get the fuck out of here. All right. Oh, this is a good one. They got this on the porch camera. The bear comes up the Uber or the Grits guy, whatever he called a food delivery. Okay. They drop off the Taco Bell. So the bear comes up, snatches the Uber Eats, and he comes back in a couple minutes and takes the drinks. Wash it down. Nice.
Your picnic basket.
There's a Florida man finds a giant iguana in his toilet. They have it on a video, and it's got a marijuana leaf on the bath mat. Just noticed that. Anyway, he went to call the local iguana removal service, and by the time he got back, it was gone, man. I'd keep an eye on that. Yeah, I'd keep an eye on that some beach.
Night of the iguana. Good
morning. All right. Night iguana. Here we go. Emu news.
Okay.
Loose emu caught on a doorbell camera in England. It was an emu named Rodney. I guess they keep them as pets over there. What the hell?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway. Rodney's still on the loose. So if you see Rodney, call the local constabulary. And finally, he's the one who looks like an emu. Finally, an opossum ran onto the field during a Texas Tech football game. How you like them apples?
There you go. Just want to
interrupted
get
the game.
Fun.
They removed him. He was not happy, but then later on, the president of the university was shown petting the possum. So
there you go. Showing up possums are all right.
They should name him so he doesn't get euthanized. But you know, what do they know? Could be Rodney the emu. Could be Rodney the possum.
Yeah, give him Rodney's name. Why not?
We got a shitload of world records, so we'll touch on these briefly.
Okay.
Here we go. A man solves Rubik's Cube in 9.29 seconds while underwater.
Oh. Oh, there's a twist.
Go figure, another Asian guy, Singapore. Daryl Tan Hong An, 21, completely submerged in a pool, solved a 3x3 Rubik's Cube in record-breaking time. Very cool, man.
They got to come up with another cube, man. These Asians are just knocking it out of the park.
They've got the secret to the cube, man. They know all about the cube. Okay, this guy was pretty cool. I saw this whole video. A Georgia man's 186-pound sweet potato harvest. Might be a world record. They haven't figured that out yet.
Okay.
But he harvested 186 pounds of sweet potatoes from one single plant.
Oh.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Holy shit.
184 or 186? I don't know. Anyway, the current record is 81 pounds. That's in much danger. Guy had these huge tubers, man. Very wild, man.
Yeah.
I think that's where he buried his ex-wife. I'm not sure. Anyway, part of the property. An Ontario man, his 8-foot zucchini might be the world's longest.
Good
for him. The current record zucchini of 8 feet 3.3 inches was grown by John Giovanni from Niagara Falls. But this guy in Ontario, 8 foot 4.79 inch zucchini, Henry D'Angela. So he's applied to the world records. Good luck. Good luck on your zucchini.
How come we can't feed the world with all these people making big vegetables and everything? I mean, it's every week.
For real, man. Yeah. I mean, that guy with the tubers, he could have sent them over to thing there where they need it, people to give food.
Yeah, exactly. Send these
man, you know, like the whole war started since we've been on the show? We got a whole fucking new war now.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy
shit.
Gaza, man. Send them to Gaza. Do they eat tubers?
Yeah, there you go.
All right. A teen trampolinist pops balloons while somersaulting for world record. Yeah, I watched this one, too. He's got like, Elsa Krebs shoes on, right?
Yeah.
And he's on a trampoline, he's doing flips, and when he goes upside down, he busts a pair of balloons with both, one with each foot. It's on a spinning rack. Julius Beil,
okay.
Frankfurt, Germany. It's a hop, skip, and a jump, if you know what I mean. All right, where are we at? Noodles, you say? Yes.
Noodles.
A Chinese company cooks up the world's record serving of smelly noodles. And I don't want to know what they smell like. Luosifen. It's a soup of stewed river snails and pork bones.
There you go.
Has it got any durian fruit in there? It also contains vinegar, chili oils, peanuts, dried tofu skin, and bean curd sticks.
Nice.
It gets its famous fecal-like odor from the sour bamboo shoots spread on the top.
Oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm mouth-watering.
They cooked up the 112 pounds of this garbage. Oh, my God. The neighbors were complaining. Right. An Iranian man stacks 4 watermelons to break a world record. I've watched this video, too. Very impressive.
Yeah, exactly.
They're very round watermelons. They're not huge watermelons, and they do all have a kind of a flat side, but still.
Yeah, still.
4 watermelons, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Good for him. Argentina, the world record of people gathering in Spider-Man costumes. An estimated 2,000 people gathered in Spider-Man costumes.
Uh-huh. I wonder if they're going to do the Gumby thing again in the UK.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm still on that page. I got to check it out.
All right. A 92-year-old man hikes the Grand Canyon rim to rim.
92?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I think that he's going to see if that's a world record for being the oldest dude to do that.
Yeah.
I know I couldn't do it right now at 63.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to. Fuck that.
Exactly. What's the point? 465 couples share spaghetti strands for a romantic world record attempt. You know, like Lady and the Tramp, where they eat the thing, and it gives the tang there, and
a little smooching at the end.
Yeah, a little smooching at the end, eh? So, 465 couples. That's cool. That's the same tune.
Okay.
All right, we'll go with this one. GT's splitting, man.
Hey, GT.
It was a goodie. Okay, Wisconsin brothers cook up the world's largest grilled cheese sandwich. This is awesome. They're 11 and 10 years old.
Oh, shit.
I guess they got a YouTube show, and they're doing this for publicity. They aim to break the world record for the largest grilled cheese sandwich. 10 feet long, 5 feet wide, and 2.5 inches thick. That's some good eating.
Yeah.
There ain't going to be a bowel movement in that town for a week. Right. Man paddles the pumpkin boat more than 40 miles to break record. Remember, we did this one last, or they say the last one was 2022, so this has been last year. Nebraska man. That was 37.5 miles, and this guy beat it by that much. Well done. Paddling downstream in a canoe, and he gets a flat tire. How many pancakes does it take to build a brick house? An Australian surfer rides record-breaking 43.6-foot wave. That would scare me to death.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. The Outer Reef. No. Yeah, the Outer Reef. Wow.
No. Well, they live for that shit.
For them, man. It's athletes and...
Yeah.
Daredevils.
Fun seekers.
Even... This is fun, too. Watch this one today. Human mattress dominoes world record is broken in the Philippines. People, like, they're holding onto a mattress and they line up like dominoes. 2,355 people.
Jesus Christ.
2,355 mattresses. I was waiting for one of them to knock over a guy in the other row, though, by mistake. And yeah. Nothing, they all pulled it off, man. They're probably employees of the company. You know, it's your death if you fuck this up. Now, here's one my mom could have probably shot for. Washington woman crochets for 34 hours, 7 minutes. My mom used to sit there crochet and crochet and crochet. She said it kept her from smoking as she took a hit off of a butt. Keeps me from smoking.
Well, in her mind, she wasn't smoking as much. So there you go. Whatever works. Whatever you can convince yourself, it's all right.
It keeps me from smoking, yeah. where are we at? An Iowa man has a pencil collection with 69,255 different pencils in it.
Okay.
That's the... God.
Yeah,
what a time-wasting obsession that is, man. I'm glad he's getting something out of this. Looking at... Oh, there's a... Oh, I don't have one of these. Oh, well, look at this. Number
he's
two.
He's happy about it.
Put that in the number two pile. You know, what the fuck, man?
Just picture him getting all excited when he finds a pencil he don't have.
I mean, I'm not, like, against this, like, the collecting of Smurfs or something.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for this dude, man.
Pencils.
He needs special help, man. All right.
That's the best thing he landed on, pencils?
Just, well, you know, every day come home, empty out his pocket protector. Well, one thing led to another. After a while, he has a pile of pencils. All right, an Idaho man.
Yes.
And an amazing race contestant team up to beat the world record chopsticks and a beard record.
Chopsticks and a beer.
Chopsticks and a beard. David Rush, our pal, enlisted this guy's help with this big gnarly beard. He's got a lot of beard records going for him. And, him and another guy just shoved chopsticks in his beard for a minute. And they broke the record with 59, which is just, I don't know, man.
Okay, now I'm picking up. You said beard. I thought you said beer first. It's beard.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, he's got this big gnarly beard, and they're like planting chopsticks in it, so they're sticking out. All right. He's trying to bring attention to science, technology, engineering, mathematics.
Yeah, God bless him.
But
give him some slack.
Really, dude? I mean, come on, man. We can do better than shoving chopsticks in a beard, man. Don't you think? Whatever. So anyway, I guess that wasn't all that much stuff for 3 weeks worth of news, right?
Well, it was good. That was interesting.
We missed anything. Do we miss anything?
I doubt it. I think you covered everything.
Oh, jeez. I missed the whole weird crime section. Well, we'll save that for next week.
Okay. Yeah.
It'll keep.
The little crime section.
It'd be old news. Or new old news.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
Oh, yeah, and weed's legal in Ohio.
Become one of salads and suns. Only a fool would say that. A boy with a plan, a natural man, wearing a white Stetson hat. Unhand that gun, be gone. There's no one to fire upon. If he's holding it high, he's telling a lie. I heard it was you talking about a world where all is free. It just couldn't be, and only a fool would say that. The man in the street, dragging his feet, don't wanna hear the bad news. Imagine your face there in his place, standing inside his brown shoes. You do his 9 to 5, drag yourself home half alive. There on the screen, a man with a dream. I heard it was you. Talking about a world where all is free. It just couldn't be, and only a fool would say that. Anybody on the street has murder in his eyes. You feel no pain, and you're younger than you realize. Only a fool would say that. Only a fool. I heard it was you talking about a word.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
It's Donnie again.
All right. The old Steely Dan, man. I had the Steely Dan tapes in the car with the tape deck, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's good shit, man.
Yeah. They got a little bit of jazz in them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta like Steely Dan.
Yeah,
remember,
I told my little
dildo
sister.
They're named after a dildo, so you gotta love that.
I told my sister what I had in the car, and she's like, "Oh, Steely Dan, way cool." She gave that the thumbs up. That one, you know who the fool is in that one?
Who?
John Lennon.
Oh, okay, interesting.
That's a send up of the song "Imagine," where yeah, imagine no possessions while you're sitting in a fucking mansion, asshole.
Yeah, exactly. I've got he used to be my hero. I'm questioning all about him now.
Same here, man. I was a big Lennon. I have the Avedon poster of Lennon. Psychedelic 60s, man. In my comic book room.
There you go. I like your picture you sent your sister.
That's a stamp I have.
Yeah.
When I first got on eBay, I was like, I don't know, I was getting Nixon memorabilia for some reason. I thought that Nixon stamp would be dandy, and I keep it right here, man. Whenever I send out any correspondence through the mail, it gets a Nixon on it.
Stamp a Nixon head, I like it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It ain't filed away till Dick Nixon says so, baby. All right, now, more politics, not really. The House of Representatives in our one of our branches of government over there.
Okay.
I don't want to get too technical on this, but they're chaos. They've been in chaos ever since they took office.
Okay.
Not sure. Is it Republicans or Democrats? they're Republicans. Anyway, they can't elect a leader, and they finally elected this dude.
Another God boy.
Oh my God, he's one of the worst God boys.
Uh huh.
Plus he thought the insurrection was cool and shit. You know, he's like, oh yeah. Thumbs up for that, man.
Sure.
So, where's my? I got some yodeling background here. Here we go.
This has to be the end of the Republican Party.
I know.
It has to be.
Hobo's driven them off the cliff, man. Like my cartoon from 3 years ago. Anyway. This dude's name is Mike Johnson, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And they're also hinting around that he might be, closet yodeler. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And he probably is. The more outspoken you are.
Isn't it always that way, man? The guys that have the biggest problem with the gay guys are closet gay guys, man.
Uh-huh. He's going to be in a hotel room with a 14-year-old boy, mark my words.
He's listening to Pasnar right now in a hotel with a 14-year-old boy.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, Mike Johnson. So my favorite podcast, Keith Oberman.
Yeah.
I listen to him. He's on 4 days a week. He's funny as shit. Thurber Friday.
Funny guy.
Good. So he Googled, I think it was him. Googled Mike Johnson. And there's a black yodeler comes up.
Yeah.
The greatest black yodeler in the history of yodeling.
Okay.
His name, Mike Johnson.
Mike Johnson.
So, I believe this is the first black yodeler we've ever had on Possum Power. In all the many, these many years of yodeling.
Uh-huh. Let's just say, figure it out, Mike Johnson. You don't have to
figure the house,
Mike
Johnson.
Figure the house, Mike. Yeah, he's a yodeler. And we got an exclusive right here.
Well, let's take it away.
What you doing? Getting ready to yodel. You can't yodel. Want to bet? Yeah.
Yodel. Yodel time.
on.
Yeah, go figure, man. Mike Johnson, the Black Yodeler. He's got a whole album of yodels, man. So, like, we'll hear some.
Okay. Lots to pick and choose from there. Okay. Mike Johnson.
Sounds like a porno name, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Starring Mike Johnson.
There you go.
And, jeez.
He's probably making his 14-year-old boy yodel. Bit on his ball sack in some hotel room. It'll be on next week's news and Possum Hours, so stay tuned.
I was trying to think of a porn name. I got Ron Jeremy and Vanessa Del Rio. Am I out of touch? Oh, beauty. All right, man. Well, we're winding down here. We got just a minute left. I got so much stuff. You don't believe the stuff I got.
Busy
enough
man,
stuff.
Commodore.
Next week we got stuff. No, actually, I'm cool this month work-wise. I'm chilling, man.
Okay, nice. Extend
your
birthday.
Like, and it's my birthday. I'd also like to thank or wish happy birthday to John Dickinson, who is kind of a traitor to the revolution. Robert Louis Stevenson, great author. Jack Elam, great cowboy actor. Great. Hermione Baddeley from the Mod Show.
Yep.
British gal. Buck O'Neill.
Buck O'Neill.
Buck O'Neill, man. Jack Nahr's TV game show host.
Okay.
Who else we got? Richard Mulligan, very funny.
Oh, okay.
Bosun Canadian.
What?
Had the best custer. Richard Mulligan.
Best custer.
He was little custer in Little Big Man.
Oh yeah. He was
great. Best
but
custer.
He was great. Burt Campbell, man. When Burt Campbell had the power to invisibility, it was fucking excellent.
I was such a Burt Campbell fan, man.
Oh, yeah.
Funny as shit. Funny as shit. Gary Marshall.
Gary Marshall.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Uh-huh.
Mel Stottlemyre. There you go, baseball fans. Bosun Canadian. Joe Mantegna.
Okay. Damn good actor.
Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States of America at this moment. Tracy Scoggins and me.
Uh-huh. We got to find out Eddie X's birthday. I have a big celebration on Possum
Hour. We're going to fight Bobo and the whole gang, right? Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. Exactly.
All right, man. Well, as they say in space, good night. Say good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Energize! Come on, man.
So long, suckers!
And scene. There we go.
And pop them out under the belt.
Tubby! I didn't do the Felix's Moose Call tonight, man. Slipping. Marie! Marie! All right, man. You feeling good? You feeling better, bub?
Yeah, if I just stop with the running to the John all the time. Asshole is burning.
Get the... Oh!
I
know
a
that
solid
feeling.
Douche, man.
Yeah. You're like, at first it's cool, you know. Hey, it's the fun of shit a lot. And then after a while, hey, oh, geez, I'm wearing out the O-ring. Yeah. There's always a downside.
Oh, yeah. But seems like everything's going well.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm going to treat myself. My birthday present to me will be treating myself to... A new pair of glasses.
Okay.
Because I can't fucking see anymore, man. So,
did you treat yourself to a little scotch, a little brace of scotch?
I have not. Perhaps I will after the show. I'll have a good one.
Yeah, not going to hurt you.
Not the regular.
Uh-huh. a little taste.
Not the famous growl. Something good.
Uh-huh. I think everyone should celebrate their birthday, man. It's your own personal holiday.
Ooh, maybe I'll drink my birthday, the one I bought on my birthday a couple years ago.
Okay, there you go.
25-year-old Highland Park.
All right.
Top
get
shelf.
Into that.
That's on the top shelf. Okay. All right, man. Well, you were impeccable as always, sir.
It was a fun time. I missed
good.
The show.
Yeah, so did I, man.
Uh-huh.
That was bogus last week.
Last week I was feeling a hell of a lot better.
I know, I figured you were probably looking forward to it, you know?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Fuck you, Block Cock, for that shit.
Ain't his finger clenched. Last week I was fine. Fucking BT hard, man.
Hey-o! All right, man. Well, I'll see you next week.
All right, sounds good.
Filmways presentation.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Stay tuned for some exciting scenes from our next week's episode.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.